escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. Did you ever realize that was a reggae song? I mean, no. It really is a reggae song.
I bet Surge would like it.
That's wonderful. I love it.
Well, I'm kind of curious to know if he gets to the fast part at the end. Does he do it that way?
You know, much like Paige and conversation about a movie that we've seen, I didn't finish the song.
Oh, damn it.
I did.
She's mad about that, though.
I heard...
I'm bad about what?
Watching anything and not finishing it.
Oh, gosh, I'm terrible about that.
I saw... I heard this at... I don't want to name drop, but I was at a place yesterday, PF. Not Jang's either.
I like smelling on the way home, too. Like, y'all starting to cook some lunch? What's the PF stand for?
Yeah, it's got to. Oh, my God.
That was so gross, but awesome. We just both mouthed it at each other at the same time.
When two pervs connect.
The more you know.
How lovely was that?
I did the Shazam, and I was like, oh, wow. I don't know. I like covers of unexpected versions. So this is this is System of a Dub. It's like Doob. I'm not sure.
He would like Stephen Curtis Chapman to cover, you know, some NWA. See how that would sound like.
You know, he's not the one to do it. Maybe, maybe the Winans get a hold of that one.
Oh, yeah, CC and BB and all of them.
DD.
Fifi.
Is there a Triple H Weenan? Weenan? Weenan.
How many Weenans are there? Is it GG?
Weenan.
GG Weenans?
That's GG Allen. Yuck. All right, calm down, Paige.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I'm so busy.
Usually I am when there's food involved.
When I fifth.
I don't know. You're not.
Thucker Thass.
What? I will not do that to her. Well, not succotash. And I don't like succotash either. That's like poor canned food.
It really is.
I don't think
I've ever eaten that, honestly, in my life.
If you see somebody buy it, just like, you know,
slap it out of their hands.
Yeah. It sucked, too, when I was active in the church and we would do canned food drives. I now do those in the secular world.
It's like nobody's watching. Well, I was still talking. You don't have to eat that stuff.
I know what you're saying, but when people would bring their gently used canned goods, which means, you know, the wrapper is still on there, essentially. It could be dented to hell, but as long as the wrapper is still on there, nobody wanted that mystery can because it might be dog food.
Might be.
It could be.
And
some stewed tomatoes.
Just the fruit. But the worst one you would see, it's like, why did you ever buy this stuff? Like, why did you ever buy it and put it into your pantry or your cupboard? Because you knew damn well you're never going to eat this.
No.
You stupid bitch.
You dumb bitch. And men bitches, too. It was veg-all.
God, man, like, we had
that. What do you do with that?
You put it in
You
soup.
Give it away to the canned food drives.
They would add, man, my mom would do the veg-all. She would add stew meat to it, and that was your stew. But I'm like, I don't like veg-all all the effing time.
I just remember as a big mama. When I would, they wouldn't let me near can openers, but I would help out and separate by, vegetables and meat and all that crap for those things. And I remember seeing veg-all, and I was like, why is so much veg-all in my days? Like, it's because nobody eats it. I'm like, well, why are they bringing it here to the poor people?
They don't want it. They want potted meat.
Yeah, that's true. They just assume that poor people are so desperate they're going to eat all that.
We're not giving them that deviled ham. Stuff. That's the wrong message from a church.
Oh, Lord.
Do you know what it's time for?
Probably to go to break.
No, not yet. Close, though.
Oh.
We got to start cooking these suckers.
Paige.
Okay, yeah.
Fire up the Paige air freight.
Open it up for me. Split it.
Well, you know, women, when they get these fingernails and they looking like... Interview with a vampire
face. It's not
face.
Easy.
No,
I'll
because
stab it.
That is my preferred brand of French fries, and I got to cut them open.
Well, don't give them any kind of freebie because I paid full price. Not on
Come
sale.
On.
But I knew I was eating them, so I wanted to make sure that it would...
So it's...
Let me take the bouquet.
It's 8 to 12. How about if I just do it at even 10? Is that good for you?
Let's say what you really said earlier.
I don't know. I'm
off the air,
mind.
You said you had to cook it for 18 to 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I stopped my chef show.
I was like, that's your favorite war.
I would go at least 10 for as high as you can get it.
Okay, do you air fry yours when you do them at home?
When I buy Harrison's Workwear fries, I air fry them.
Those are your favorite preferred brand.
Yep.
You prefer those over the Carhartt Texas Toast. What?
She's trying to show us it's clean, but I wouldn't care if it's got a little patina on it.
Well, I asked her that. I said, is your air fryer clean? I'm particular about stuff. I'm weird. And not that I don't. I would take any food that either one of you prepared. I believe in the cleanliness of you.
Oh, she's got a ninja.
What does that mean?
Was that 400, you're saying? Yeah, I would. I mean, is that as high as it goes? Yeah.
What's the ninja part of it? I like when it's ready, does it go hi-ya?
It's a good quality brand.
8 to 10 minutes.
Whoa. Oh, you're firing.
Now, let's ask this question.
Ninja lover?
Since we just started this live on the radio, this isn't going to screw with anything.
Nah, just like your normal kitchen, you know?
I am maybe the last person.
The last time we did this, it was with a hot plate. So, of course, that was going to produce some smoke.
And no one thought.
Somebody flipped out, you know.
No one really thought about the ventilation. The worst thing you want is the sprinklers that are in here to actually go off and ruin. That board is, what, $765,000?
It's expensive. And I've seen people that have heart attacks, you know, react a little less.
Yeah.
It's all self-contained in there.
It is.
Go off in a few.
Well, I may be the last person who doesn't own one. I don't have an air fryer.
Man, I had one. I don't have room for it now. But there's just no room in the kitchen.
I use it all the time.
I miss it.
It's easy because that and the Instapot, you just stick it on and go. Like, I can put that on, walk my dog, come back, and dinner's ready.
Now, some of these bougie-ass chefs you see on TV will tell you that, you know, you shouldn't use an air fryer. But, you know, they're full of crap.
Those are the same people say vaping's bad.
Yeah, I know. Well, come on. I blow huge clouds with my mod, and people love it. So,
big deal.
Now, do I need to run out and get us some plates? Did you think about that?
You can get plates if you want. I was going to use paper towels, but if you want to get plates.
Yeah, I do.
What a bee you're being right now. Did you see the way she looked around like we were just boys in a mirror locker room? She
like says, we're uncultured swine.
So did you get to, she's looking around with her hands like she's a dainty little bird. So you got your hands up like you're one of them dinosaurs that has short arms.
Did you guys get played?
And you're like, she's trying to fly but not flying hard.
And I'm not going to stick my hands in there and... I think you need tongs too, so I'll try.
I want you to use these big tongs right here.
See your tongs.
I'm not doing that.
Did you guys think to bring that or anything?
Did you have something to dip him in?
I can't carry all of it in here.
Let me do it in true Paige fashion. Did you guys think about plates?
I'm neurotic or something. A little bit, but
you gotta talk to her like she wants to be talked to. You don't ask her, you say Paige.
Yes.
Get your ass in the kitchen and get some plates.
I'll go run and get
it. Yeah, but that's only sexually. You don't like being dommed in life, do you?
No, but I don't want you to make a mess, so I'll go get it.
Oh, that was passive aggressive.
That was passive aggressive.
No, it's not really. I mean, do you?
Well, like you were during COVID, you would say, "Oh, I went and bought my own stuff and cleaned the studio every day."
I did.
You gave me COVID one time.
How did I give you COVID?
When we French kissed.
Yep.
I don't remember.
I got 5G. That's how I got it from
you. It was a dare.
Do you smell it? It's starting to smell good.
I don't know, but the onion rings, yes.
So it's all part of the week-long series because wrestling is doing it's now a two-day event the regular King of the Ring. We are doing the King of the Rings. It'll be a different event.
Does
each
this sound
day.
Like we're in a mill like
it sounds like we going? Have like a window unit.
Yeah, it's halfway down a little.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Less than halfway.
Wow, it's wonderful down. Technology. If
notes.
Only the cavemen had that, it would have been a different world.
Oh, onion ring.
Oh, onion ring. Are they from Raleigh's? It's like they closed on the brick and mortar, but boy, you can go buy all their frozen crap.
Yeah,
or stuff. Yeah. You know, it's not crap. I love their apple nuggets.
Oopsies.
The one thing we were thinking, though, is we're going to go live on YouTube. And you haven't played the Go Home music, have you?
Well, I haven't yet. I don't know if you wanted to do the other thing first.
That's what I was going to say. Is since, you know, Fatboy and I will be stuffing our faces, Paige.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can smell.
That's the kind of humidity that smells good, if that makes sense. You smell the humidity of that cooker, that fryer over there?
Oh, I can see the timer. I can smell it.
We should have told everybody we had a big green egg in here. Hendrix would freak out.
People would have facilitated themselves.
You should have got a, what's the other one? It starts with a T. The one that people name drop.
Traegers.
Traeger.
Friday.
My Traeger.
My Traeger grill.
Freddy Traeger. Paige.
Yes, sir.
I remember it's everybody that listens to Facebook Fussin', rest in peace. They will remember your Howard Cosell. Do you think you could do play-by-play for the King of the Rings competition today as
Howard Cosell?
Yeah. Howard Cosell's, everybody. No. I could be the Muhammad Ali.
I know, it's like, are we going to go to Wild Wings?
Fat Boy, you could be Dick's Cavett.
Okay, I could. It could be Dick's, the other one, too. Oh, God. What's the one that's still alive?
Ucker?
Dick Cavett's still alive. Who's the other Dick? Dang it. Who's the other? Van Patten. He's dead, right?
Van Dyke.
Oh, that's what I didn't want to say.
Is he not nice?
No, oh, he thought that last part of it was offensive.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So I try to outlaw a certain ice cream sandwich dessert that uses the same name.
Well, yeah, and he also blocked Cynthia Cooper Dyke on email.
Like, why can't we just call it a Klon bar?
That was her. She got married. So...
God, it smells good. I hate onion rings.
This is why it would be tough to like work it like Krispy Kreme. Because you would sit there and you'd be trying to just talk to, you know, your buddy Tony over there. Tony, how's it going over in the glaze department? Shut up for a minute, man. It smells good in here.
Getting these donuts ready,
man. I've been working here 27 years, but Jesus Christ. I feel the smell. Like I feel the smell in my nose, guys, in my lungs. Man.
Still smells good every day.
Smells good. It's like when you get to a ballpark first thing and they started cooking up everything. They're going to serve you 4 hours later. It smells good. It smells good, don't it?
These leftovers, man. Ooh, wee.
So, Paige, if Fatboy and I will pantomime here, we're eating right now.
Double stuffing them.
Yeah. Someone has so many in his mouth that he can't even breathe.
Look at him.
Look at Matt go. Look at Fatboy. Fatboy thought he was going to be the one.
You don't sound like Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell. Look at Fatboy consume those rings.
This is definitely doomed, but we do encourage.
Yeah, the ring.
You can even watch this if you go to YouTube. Go follow us and like us and subscribe and all that stuff. It's free.
Smash it.
At The Rise Guys.
Share it.
And it'll be on Instagram, X, and Facebook at around lunchtime.
Keek, Tumblr, all of them.
Day one, King of the Rings, Mattman, V Fatboy, and the Onion Ring Off. Morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Memories.
Big ones.
Hey, when I would hear this, it would be 6 months later, maybe up to 10 months later, when I would be able to get it at my local Pick-A-Flick.
Oh, yeah, Coliseum Video.
Paige, I never got to watch any of the pay-per-views live until the Attitude Era. I had to wait for them to come out on VHS.
That's where they got good, too.
But this is the King of the Ring. Or in our case, Fatboy, can you show your your plate to the camera?
Sure.
We're live.
I sure can.
They smell good.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you something. Oh. You know, I'm in the market of scents. I'm thinking, like, would somebody wear beard oil that smells like onion rings? Because by God,
this is so good.
It smells. It's like, I'm not dampening anything here, but like when you walk into a Walmart that has a Subway,
uh-huh.
It's like,
no.
I'm not going to maybe get a sub, but that was pleasant.
Oh, mine's got a Domino's. And I can smell the garlic when I go in.
Dude, it's like they put it through the HVAC people. Mm. Let us know. Do they run it through the ventilation right there at the front door? They have to.
Now, I feel bad that you don't have any spicy sauce, but I know Fat Boy's not a sauce guy.
Fat Boy said no condiments. No. I was going to bring some ketchup, but I was
there's
like,
some downstairs.
You know, once I win, as I will.
If you feel like you need it, you can use it, but you can't feel anything.
I figured you'd think it was like lube.
Throat lube.
Yeah. Just like Joey Chestnut. He's dipping the hot dogs in the water.
In the water. All those guys do that. I'm like, you know what? If I'm gonna enjoy it. I think that's the wastefulness of it. It's not just throwing it away. It's like
pouring
it
yummy.
In and not savoring it. And
I'm glad
savoring it.
I'm glad I Googled it so I can get the right consistency of it.
Say it.
Savoring it.
Sable.
So you say it, Fat Boy.
Savor. Lightsaber.
Savoring it.
Savoring it.
Okay. We are live video streaming this at facebook.com/TheRiseGuys or at The Rises. I'm not quite sure how to find it. I'm logged into it, so I don't know.
Right?
It's at The Rise Guys, but that also works with the /. But once you find us, go in there and talk to Coach and
you got Jethro in there.
Tim Lopper.
Jethro.
Old Coach Johnson, yep. Meeting the girl and Coach Johnson.
Okay.
Josh, what's up, Josh?
Also, Fat Boy, would you stand up while we're on camera? It's a very rare day.
Ooh. Oh, it is. You ready?
One, two, three.
Boom! Shorts.
All right.
We almost fell for real.
I missed that.
Well, it's going to be 124 today.
Shorts.
As Martha and the Vandellas would say, there's a heat wave.
Yeah, I'd be cold if I wanted.
There's a heat wave in here. Like, it got hot for real.
It is. You guys are hot. How can I resist? Not only does your food smell amazing, but your bodies are rocking.
You're not going to trap me?
Well, don't come a knocking.
Corporate training.
Corporate training. We failed the corporate training.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We have 12 onion rings each. They're at same weight, same size, all that stuff.
Now, do I have to say how much you weigh in for the King of the Ring? Coming in at...
You know, I'm actually up. Okay, I hate that I ever said and put on social media that I broke the 200
barrier.
How about
if I just say
you're
150 and he's at 200?
I'm 203.
203?
I'm probably like...
you don't have to say.
375?
I find that hard to believe that you're almost two of me. I do.
Well, believe it, sucker.
You're 203, okay. Sure?
You backhanded fat shame.
I was going to say 150 pounds. And 200. That'd be better. All right.
Glad to put on several more. Okay. So
I'm going to start the clock.
You're going to start the clock. It's.
I wish people could see it, but they can't.
No, they can. It's videoed.
Is there any music?
Well, they won't be able to see the clock.
There's music playing right now.
Yeah, I can't clock on the video.
Did you just now realize?
No, I wanted to know if you had entrance music for King of the Ring.
Yeah, it's playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were over there preparing all the food.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a chef and I'm an announcer. I'm everything today.
You're also going to be our Howard Cosell.
Sort of.
Fat Boy, what is the time amount? We're going to see who can do the most in a certain amount of time or who can finish they played.
Obviously, if you finish first, you know you're going to win, but we're going to do time of 7 minutes.
Do you think any ASMR people would like get off on this?
I think so. I purposely found those down.
I'm going to eat close to the microphone for them.
Yeah.
You like styrofoam?
Better place because you're not going to drop them. Paper might have gone awry.
Well,
you ready?
Yes, we don't care about the environment.
We do care about the environment.
Oh, are you ready?
All right.
Count us down.
Here we go. I'm going to say.
Are you going to?
I'm going to do your announcement, and then I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1, okay?
And we start on 1?
Yes.
Or start on 0?
Yes.
Because I got my plate here.
Okay.
I got munch.
It's the King of the Rings.
Yes.
We got a different one every day through the end of the week. King of the Rings. Think of things that ring. Think of different types of rings. We're going to have some fun.
All right, here we go. It's the King of the Ring.
Zzz, zzz, zzz.
K King of the Rings. I am Paige Cosell, and today we have Fat Boy weighing in at 375, on Mattman at 203. We're going to find out who is going to be the King of the Rings. Eaters, are you ready? Take your place.
Ready, Sergeant.
Yes.
Here we go. At 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Start shoving your face. Looks like Fat Boy's got to jump on it. Mattman's doing well. He's shoving another one in his mouth. Fat Boy can't resist. He's going so fast he can't breathe. No drinking breaks, Mattman. Keep going. Fat Boy, I think you're at number 5. How many have you consumed? Because you've got like halfway gone. All right, come on, Mattman. You got to keep up. Keep going. Don't drink. Come on, we got to go. Fat Boy. He's got a plan. He's not doing one, he's doing two at a time.
Not good without ketchup.
All right, here you go. Another one in the mouth of Mattman. Fat Boy.
Let's not say it that way. We'll be taking it out of context.
I got to chew. I did too many at once.
Fat Boy looks like he's halfway done. Mattman, I'm looking at a big plate over there. Come on, you got to speed it up. Yeah. All right, Fat Boy, keep going. You got this. Here you go. Got the plan. Shoving it, smacking, getting the rings. He could be the King of the Ring. Mattman, you got to step it up a little bit. Stop drinking. Shove it in your mouth.
Drinking helps, bitch. I mean, bitch mean.
I can't swallow them.
Playful way.
Do you not? Okay, take a breath.
Take forever.
Do we need to take a break?
I can't breathe from my nose. I'm too fat. Oh my God. I'm a mouth breather.
Fat Boy, how many do you have left?
How much is that like?
You got four left. Come on, you can do it.
What do you got left?
Mattman's got about the same.
Five.
It's the King of
the
Rings.
My jaw is
tired. Who's going to be the King of the Rings? Fat Boy. He's almost there. Come on. Just another one, Mattman. You're almost there.
He's going to win.
He can't even breathe. Fat Boy's got so much in his mouth. You're almost there.
This is going to be the worst part.
Just
are you throwing in the towel?
You speak French. You should know what I'm doing here.
Are you giving
waving.
Up?
He's waving.
Yeah,
does
man.
Does that mean you quit?
Well,
I think we got a
winner. John Cena said not to. Hold on.
Do we have time? Okay, keep going. We're taking a break.
What are you doing, huh? I'm almost done.
Fat Boy's back in the game.
You might as well give up.
Okay.
Keep swallowing. You got this, Fat Boy. Fat Boy is the master. Master eater.
Man.
He is.
One left, boys.
The King of the Rings with an empty plate. Almost. You got one more to go.
Eat the last one for fun.
You can do it.
I'm going to throw mine
out.
I'm
going to give you five seconds.
Five. Where's the other one?
Four.
Ugh.
And we got a winner, Fat Boy.
Eat the box.
One, the King of the Rings. Way to go.
Wait, what did you say?
Mattman, what went wrong? The dryness?
I mean, I don't know.
The taste?
Like,
was it too oniony?
There was no, like, salt or anything, and there's no condiment. Oh, no.
This is awful. Whose idea was this?
Oh, shit, man. They don't.
Dude.
Oh,
it was going good until that last one had like a huge chunk of onion in it.
Looper says you can smell it from where he is. It's pungent.
I gotta spit in the box.
I'm sorry.
Like, Fat Boy, your jaw tired of just chewing so fast? And then, you know, Paige Cosell was sitting there talking to us. During it, and I'm like, that makes it even harder, which I get.
That. Oh my God.
Just trying to encourage you to win.
All the breath. You know what? I got deviled eggs too to eat after this. Like, that's my breakfast.
God. Please don't. Don't eat them in here.
It's going to balance out the onion,
that is
right?
It's not going to end well.
I'm going to spit again.
In one of your orifices.
God,
something's going to come out. Like, and it's not going to be pretty.
That was a legit Ralph. Like, I really did puke.
Come on, I'm proud of you.
I love Ralph.
For hurling up?
No, you stepped it up.
I felt like I lost.
No, you won.
No, you ate them all.
You did.
Plus, even after I threw in the French flag.
And you even wore shorts today for us, Fat Boy.
You know, you might as well. I didn't want to fully disappoint.
It's for the ladies.
I had to keep a look up.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the conditioning. Like, what I remember when they did that documentary, one of the documentaries about some video game, and the guys were talking about working their thumbs out.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it was freaking Nibbler, and the guy cheated at Nibbler because he had a faster processor.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, the long-haired Jesus-looking guy cheated.
Yeah. And he's talking about, I was like, yeah, I know how you working them thumbs. Yeah.
I should not remember that.
I was going to tell you to just relax your throat and let it slide down, but.
God, expert advice I could have used like 5 minutes ago.
You can tell she's played a prostitute in 5 movies, can't you?
Yeah, really.
My Lord.
God.
Can't place her mind.
FO method.
Just strong domineering time, huh? Strong silent time.
I like that.
Okay. So, Fat Boy again.
I'm proud of
Round
you.
Round of applause. How about on the chat, clapping emojis? Were the one that looks like you're praying?
Well, Lady Marine's not surprised that I won.
Based
on my lunch yesterday of tuna and Vienna sausages.
Fat Boy is usually not good at competitive eating.
No.
Usually not good.
No, normally you're pretty mild.
Whatever we do after this is the worst one.
I'm sorry.
It's got to be the worst one, right?
You know, I tried to make it so they're not overcooked or undercooked. I tried to get it just right.
An onion ring's not good. It's just not.
They are good.
With spicy sauce,
it needs
yes.
to have some salt. And I love it a cappella now. And ketchup. It's got, or if you're, you know, what is the one you like? Paige, the horsey? Not horsey. What
yum,
is it?
Yum.
Chimchi.
I like the spicy sauce too.
What the hell's that salt? Chow chow.
My daddy loved chow chow. What? You getting horny off food talk?
Oh, I think she. Oh, sneeze. People pay money for that.
Do it.
I'm trying.
Get a good sneeze on there.
Do it until Kleenex will sell it.
I cannot do it. I get a sneeze or pee on command. You know.
Do
you
have any old hankies?
Just one that you know of, okay. My man.
So, the King of the Rings competition, day one. So, it's one out of a series of three. It's not going to all be eating stuff either. Although, you're like, well, it looks like you guys do that a lot.
That's not nice.
I'd give you the bird on that one.
Who's going to challenge you?
You know, I read that YouTube now, well, I should say this now while we're live streaming on there. Let's just see if it happens. Oh, it's not. It said it would get pixelated if you flip off the camera. Like on Instagram Reels, they automatically bleep your cuss words if you use a transcript.
Do you want to try it again? See if... what's good?
You try it, Paige. See if it works on a woman.
Maybe you got to do the redneck bird to kind of mask it. Knuckles out.
Let me fix my glasses.
Sorry.
It's not happening.
It's not nice.
That was an old wives' tale.
I apologize.
All right, I won't do that in this conspiracy mess for now.
Oh.
All right, God, is that a fart, too?
No, I was just banging the trash can.
Okay.
Banging the trash can.
The onion chunk in my gums.
All right, so it's not all about eating things. I know many people are guessing about the different types of rings and things. Mm-hmm. But remember, things that ring. Bells.
Yeah.
Phones. Many things. King of the Rings, day two tomorrow.
We do, Fat Boy, a
tip of the cap.
Yeah, we do have a king.
Yeah, boy, is up one. I'm up one.
The boy is king. You're now king boy.
I'll never eat an onion ring again.
Not yet, Paige. It's only not. Day one.
Oh.
I mean,
it's
only
almost
day
king
one.
Boy.
All right.
Not eat it.
When we come back, Fat Boy will do his Jimmy the Greek impressions.
Hang on.
Whatever.
Thanks to everybody watching on the live stream. We'll get it on the Instagram, YouTube, or X, and Facebook later on today. It is the Rise Guys. Paige, what's up in the Plex? I knew it.
We got to find out who did a AA reboot after his divorce. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, Arn Anderson.
Oh, that'd be a good storyline.
Alan Arkin.
Rest in peace.
Al-Anon.
His boy's still with us, though. Adam, good actor.
Well, he is
not an
good.
Onion ring champion like me, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? We should get you a big old dookie rope made out of onion rings and let you wear it.
Oh, boy. It'll
just
smell
please
worse.
Wear the dookie rope.
I'd rather wear the dookie.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
I wish we were still on camera, because right now would be like if you were at like your grandma's house on Christmas Day after lunch, and you went to the bathroom or outside to smoke for like a half hour, and you came back, and everybody's just laid back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're tired. Like, popping a button.
Just laid back in the chair. Like, I only ate 5 onion rings. I'm miserable. I don't know how the hell I used to eat, like, eggs and, well, I still will occasionally, but, like, waffles and eggs and bacon and, oh, God bless.
It's heavy. I just had to eat a banana to get the onion.
I'm sleepy taste, now, so. Just still feeding 5 onion rings. Paige, you lace them with some. You just gonna roofie us and make love to our backsides later?
No, I just.
At least you put estrogen in mine.
I tried to make them crunchy.
Felt my chest getting bigger.
I actually Googled the proper time to make sure that they would be the consistency that you need to eat them.
Look at you.
I'll tell you what.
That's what Google's intended for. The not read
cooking,
the bag.
Cooking. Oh, I don't ever read the bag. I Google it.
Well, it's too tiny now.
Well, it's just...
I got to get a family-sized bag just so I can read the damn directions.
I still got
eggs. That sounded like a line, and I mean, that's real life.
Yeah. I still got eggs to eat.
You don't even know what kind of eggs I'm in.
You don't even know. You don't know what kind of farts I'm going to do.
If they're boiled eggs, they're not going to smell good.
You don't even know what kind of eggs I'm in.
Conjuring with...
Don't it smell like the arrival of like an evil spirit or the devil?
It's like really a BO factory in here, sort of.
It smells like a firework factory, like sulfur.
I know when Neanderthal comes in here later, he's probably going to puke.
If he gets bonded out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm playing up the camera like it's still on. Do you see that? Yeah. I look at the camera and what a moron.
It's a good habit to get into.
Well, if we'd go on more than once a damn show.
Huh. All right, then. You know, the headlines are brought to us by Gosling.
Who cares? No, I do. I love Gosling.
They got the best GFCI breakers in the business.
The best I've seen in the industry.
All right. And women, I assume. All right. So let's talk about what's happening with this actor who went to AA after his divorce. And he says, quote, "I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the F up in some areas."
Not a Christian, so.
And it just meant a lot to me. So the person that we're talking
let's
about.
Let's guess.
Yeah, I'm out of time.
Give me the initials, please.
Well, I'm going to say first, he's an actor, very well famous.
So I'm glad you said he, because now actors are men and women.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I know this one.
That's something that happened during COVID, kids. Look it up.
He's had issues with alcohol before, publicly. I'm going to say Affleck.
Back in my day, there were... They were actresses, you know, and it's like...
Yeah, they were.
During COVID, they're like, you know what? God bless it. We're actors, too.
Not no more. Mm. No heroines anymore?
Everyone is a hero. No, I know. We're all heroes. We didn't want to be a slang term for drugs. Mm-hmm. We're not heroines. Paige?
Yes.
I'll reveal
who
the initials were what?
BP.
BP.
And he was married to a...
British Petroleum.
J.
Brad Pitt.
Yes, sir.
Bad Brad Pitt.
So this
ain't gonna work.
This he was on.
I didn't know
podcast.
He'd went before.
Dax Shepard's armchair expert. You ever listen to that thing?
I don't know. We probably pay him a lot of money for that.
Well,
we being the company. I ain't involved.
On this, he says Brad does. I was pretty much on my knees, and I was really open. I was trying anything and everyone.
Oh!
Whoa, not literally, but...
I mean, was he on an island, perhaps?
And anything anyone threw at me. It was a difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the F up in some areas, and that meant a lot to me.
He was running around
with Leo during that time.
They are good buddies.
Leo will just... He'll surround you with 20-something blankie, but also a lot of drugs. A lot of nose candy.
You want to hear from old BP real quick?
Mm-hmm. I'd love it.
I was pretty much on my back, on my knees, and I was really open. I was trying anything and everyone, anything anyone threw at me.
Yeah.
Difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake up in some areas, and it just meant a lot to me. So gives you permission in a way to go, okay, I'm going to step out on this edge and see what happens. And then I really, you know, I just really grew to love it.
Paige, your Brad Pitt's better than his.
Mm.
Yeah.
I always read that Bradley Cooper got him off the booze. Because he was bad on it. And they're good buddies.
They are.
But how do you
go from because I like Brad Pitt. I really do.
I thought you were going to say alcohol.
How does he go to AA?
How do you get off that?
No, I didn't. What I'm saying, and I appreciate that he's trying to be healthier for his children. That's really the main one of the main things.
What is,
because there were some accusations like from the kids saying
The kids treat him like crap, at least in the world of gossip rags. But that's what they're made to think because of her. Again, that's who knows if that's even true.
The one dropped his name. I'm like, come on. That's disrespectful.
I can't remember how old my nephews are sometimes, and I'm wondering about the Pit Jolet kids. Screw them.
And maybe you got to take a step back and really have other people examine your life and say, yeah, you got a problem. You can be here and start all over because we're here to help you.
Yeah, but if you set me down for an intervention, your freaking laundry better be clean as the day is white or snow or something.
It's not that. Everybody's on the same plane when you're in there going to AA.
Yeah, but if you you're out of control, and be like, dude, does your wife know about those two credit cards you didn't tell her about?
Hang on now. You can't go in there throwing
ammo. I wasn't talking about you.
You can't go in there throwing ammo. You got to be. You got to take the criticism.
On TV, those things all sit down like, oh, we're going to sit down and we're going to have a meal. And then afterwards, there's a reason why we're all here. And everybody turns and starts looking at you like, oh, crap. Who's pregnant?
Can you imagine going through that and having a sponsor that you have to answer to? And
call Rob.com.
Yeah, you just say, look, I'm gonna be sober today. That is my goal.
I don't know if Mulaney told this on his show or if I heard him say it somewhere else. He said before his intervention, he had drugs on him, like he just got them. And he said he had the perfect mix of what he wanted as far as drugs go for the first time ever. And they were in his pocket when he went to his intervention.
Was it the Special K story?
Yeah, I think it was.
That was in a stand-up,
Like he didn't know.
I didn't know. Like I'd heard ketamine. I still don't get, I don't get it. I mean, whatever. I get it. I get that you get hooked on stuff and then you're like, I can't explain it. It's weird. It's for horses, but I love it.
It's good therapy if you use it properly.
Really? I won't say that.
There are multiple places in town that all people swear by it with big back issues and like crushed vertebrae.
You mean a better pain reliever than an opioid? Isn't it an opioid?
They say yes. The only way they can deal with it is a Special K therapy.
Let's go smoke a blunt.
Well, they probably do that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you should be feeling good after we're doing all
if you
that.
Do, if you're going to do drugs, you might as well do them all.
Well, if you're going to do something like that, you need to be with somebody who's going to monitor it so you don't OD.
Or somebody's going
to
give you something.
You ain't got to try everything to not figure it out if you like it or whatever.
Because I know people that are not with us because he tried to self-medicate. Don't ever do that.
Don't worry.
Some people are too fat, though, D. They don't get enough drugs. You ever think of that? They don't buy the right amount.
That's
too fat to overdose?
Yeah. They don't get enough drugs.
Let's think about those people right now. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.